I've just enjoyed so much all of these performers tonight. It's just been marvelous. Some of them, like Don Perkins, them I've known for many, many years, like 30 years. Little story about Don. About 30 years ago or so, down at the New York Fiddlers Picnic, I used to hear my dad at home playing, and he'd play something like this every once in a while. And that's all he'd play. We got down to the Fiddler's Picnic, and Don Perkins gets up, and he plays one called The Cuckoo's Nest. And Dad sits there, and Dad says, "I used to play that one." And it jarred it loose. You know, it was back in the mind from many, many years ago, and that's all we heard was The Cuckoo's Nest for many, many years after that. So Howard Woodcock really loved Don Perkins, who's fiddling. So anyway, just a little sideline.
Fired him up, eh?
Yeah, fired him up.
That's great. I had an Uncle Jim that used to play the fiddle a little bit and used to come to our house. And I have stories that I tell about my Uncle John, but when it came to music, Uncle Jim was in the picture. And him and my mother used to sing all the time and all that. And they used to sing the ballad of the 50-cent piece about the guy that took his girl out and she ate everything in sight and drank the rest, and all he had was 50 cents to pay for it. Yep. I took my gal to a fancy ball. It was a social hop. We danced until the lights went out and then the music stopped. So I took her to a restaurant, the finest in the state. She said she wasn't hungry. Oh, but this is what she ate: a dozen raw and a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast, asparagus and applesauce and soft shell crab on toast. Some oyster stew and crackers too. Her appetite was immense. Well, I thought I'd die when she called for pie, 'cause I had but 50 cents. She wasn't hungry and she didn't care to eat, but I'd lay money on her now that says she's hard to beat. She could take it in so easily, she had a dreadful tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, oh, but this is what she drank: a whiskey sling and a glass of gin would make you shake with fear, a ginger pop with rum on top, a schooner than a beer, a glass of ale and a rum cocktail. She should have had more sense. Well, I hit the floor when she called for more, 'cause I had but 50 cents. She said she wasn't finished yet. She cleaned an ice cream can. She said, "Oh, George, I'll tell my ma you're such a wonderful man." She said she'd bring the family round and we'd have lots of fun. So I gave the waiter the 50 cents and this is what he'd done: he ripped my clothes, he punched my nose, he kicked me in the jaw. He gave me a prize of two black eyes and with me mopped the floor. He took me where my pants hung loose and threw me over the fence. Take my advice, don't try that twice if you got but 50 cents.